Dateline, December 6, 2005. Sega and Arc System Works declare, you are already dead. Grab a seat, kids. It's time to tell the tale of post-apocalyptic martial arts Jesus. The year is 1983, the place is Japan, and the two names you need to know are Tetsuo Hara and Buron Son. Okay, technically that second one is a pseudonym derived from Charles Bronson, whom he allegedly resembles, but what matters is that these two men are the creators of Hokuto no Ken, a new manga series in Weekly Shonen Jump. Hokuto no Ken is set in the far-off future of 1990X, where our planet has been devastated by nuclear war, and society is in ruins, but humanity survives, albeit in a savage state where food is scarce and life is cheap. The protagonist is Kenshiro, a quiet man in a leather jacket who walks the earth on a quest to protect the helpless, now that violence rules the world. Kenshiro's secret weapon is his mastery of an ancient martial art known as Hokuto Shinken, a fighting style that is capable of manipulating the body's pressure points, such that a single touch can render a human numb, increase their sensitivity to pain, or even rupture their body with explosive force. Moreover, Kenshiro can strike an unsuspecting person and tell them he has delivered a fatal blow, which will kill them in seconds, leading to his famous catchphrase,
"Omae wa mou shindeiru."
You are already dead. Kenshiro has a distinct set of 7 scars on his chest in the shape of the Big Dipper, a constellation known in Japan as Hokuto Shichise, hence the title of the series. Ken means fist, but since Big Dipper's fist would intimidate exactly no one, the eventual English title would be Fist of the North Star. Hokuto no Ken wears its influences on its torn-off sleeves. Kenshiro is an amalgam of the late Bruce Lee and 1980 superstars Sylvester Stallone and Mel Gibson. Gibson, of course, became famous thanks to his work in Mad Max and The Road Warrior, two post-apocalyptic films which also directly inspired the setting of the manga, as well as Kenshiro's distinct fashion choices. When the manga Hokuto no Ken proved to be an instant success in Japan, a primetime television anime adaptation debuted just 1 year later. This was in turn quickly followed by a theatrical animated feature 2 years after that. That film would eventually be included in the earliest wave of Japanese anime, localized for the United States by Carl Masek and Streamline Pictures back when I was in high school and Disney animated musicals were all the rage. The New York Times called Fist of the North Star a 100-minute orgy of blood and martial arts violence, so you can imagine how quickly every frame of the film permanently imprinted itself upon my brain. Getting ahead of ourselves. 1983 was the year Hokuto no Ken debuted. It was also the year Nintendo and Sega released the Famicom and SG-1000 consoles in Japan. And if there was ever a manga series that demanded a video game adaptation, it was the one starring a guy who doesn't talk much but punches goon after goon until they explode. Hokuto no Ken would see 12 different video game releases in the span of less than 10 years, though precious few of these would appear outside Japan. And of those that did, most were stripped of their license and left as generic beat-em-ups. Ever wonder what was up with that oddly intense Sega Genesis launch title Last Battle? In Japan, it was Sega's second attempt at a Hokuto no Ken game, the first also being released abroad without a license as Black Belt. Sadly, even those games that retained the license weren't much better. The lone Game Boy Hokuto no Ken game appeared in the US in 1990 as Fist of the North Star, 10 Big Brawls for the King of the Universe. In his video on the subject, Retronaut's Jeremy Parrish says, "It sucks." It would take time, but eventually the 7 stars would align and a publisher would get it right. Or two publishers even. On December 6, 2005, Sega collaborated with Arc System Works to release an original Hokuto no Ken fighting game in arcades. It was not the first time the franchise had waded into coin-op waters, but it would be the first straight-up fighting game in the series to leave Japan since that aforementioned Game Boy game. This one does not suck. called simply Hokuto no Ken in Japan, and Fist of the North Star abroad. This 2005 game leans hard into the series' animated legacy. Despite a 21-year gap, the game features the original theme song from the 1984 Fuji TV animation, and most of the actors return to voice the same iconic characters they previously played. It's also loaded with fan service, the kind that enhances a licensed property rather than bog it down with lore. The fighters are huge and colorful and are all capable of closing in on an opponent in seconds. Their moves are taken directly from the original series, right down to having the names of the moves shouted aloud as they are performed. Kenshiro can't punch a fool 100 times without having the words Hokuto Hyakuretsu Ken appear on the screen. Jaggy even has a special attack that triggers dialogue boxes for his opponent to choose how to respond to his taunts. The game's biggest innovation is the meter beneath a character's life bar shaped like the Big Dipper. During the match, certain super moves or situations will remove a star, or two, or three, from your opponent's meter. Once empty, a player may attempt a fatal KO move that is an instant win if it connects, regardless of how full the opponent's life bar may be. Not only are these the flashiest moves in the game, some recreate entire scenes from the source material. There's even a unique option for Shin, Kenshiro's rival in combat as well as in love, to commit suicide when his meter is empty in order to deny his foe the satisfaction of killing him, just like he did during his dramatic confrontation with Kenshiro in the manga and TV show. What really makes Fist of the North Star such a memorable arcade game, however, is its utter lack of fair play. Fighting games have always struggled to maintain a balance between playable characters, and patches or re-releases fine-tune the inner workings and squash bugs to ensure that no character is too powerful. But over time, players have discovered that in Fist of the North Star, every character in the game is capable of performing infinitely long combo attacks under the right conditions. Look up footage from any tournament and you'll see players bouncing their opponent from the sky to the ground and back again, as if they were a basketball made of leather and bone. Despite this discovery, the game was never fixed, so to this day it remains just as broken as it was 15 years ago, because that's what players have come to love about it. For a 2005 arcade release, Hokuto no Ken / Fist of the North Star was given a surprisingly raw deal. The game was ported to the PS2, not PS3, in 2007, and it was never released outside Japan, even though the arcade game had an English translation. Whether this was due to licensing rights or the fact that 2D fighting games were in the doldrums in the late 2000s, we shall never know. However, fans have stepped in where corporations dare not tread, and as of November 2020, the arcade original has been ported to the Sega Dreamcast. As Hokuto no Ken approaches its 40th year, the property is still beloved in Japan. Video game adaptations continue to be produced at varying levels of quality, with the last decade seeing Kenshiro and company being grafted onto other franchises. Koei Tecmo made a pair of Dynasty Warrior spin-offs called Fist of the North Star Ken's Rage, which were panned. But 2 years ago, a Yakuza spin-off called Fist of the North Star Lost Paradise was a critical and financial hit. Meanwhile, despite its grandfatherly status among anime properties in the United States, you're not going to find a lot of Americans willing to say that Fist of the North Star is their favorite. Akira is beloved. Ranma One-Half is beloved. But Fist of the North Star is just kind of there, casting a long, muscular shadow over dozens of similar properties that followed in its bloody wake. Even I can't say it's my go-to anime. I have a soft spot for the 1986 film, but each time I try to sit through the series, I can't quite make it past the Shin Saga. However, that original 1984 theme song is certainly my go-to karaoke jam. And in the year 2020X, when this pandemic has passed, I know I'll be belting out You Wa Shock at the top of my lungs for anyone who will listen. You Wa Shock! You are shot.
つないでも今は無駄だよ。邪魔するやつは指先一つでダウンさ。
Thank you for listening to this audio version of my latest This Week in Retro column, a Retronauts exclusive for our Patreon supporters. My name is Diamond Fight, and you can follow me on Twitter at FEITCLUB. Good night!